Rescue workers continue their search for more than 5,000 people still missing in the rubble of the World Trade Center site. Commentator Craig Childs tries to lend a helping hand.
It is by chance that I am now in New York. Normally, I seek to be as far from the center of civilization as possible, working as a writer and researcher in the desert wilderness of the Southwest. In the wilderness, a disaster is a non-discriminate, clean judgment from the earth, a flash flood, a drought, perhaps a rock slide. I worked for a time with search and rescue in Colorado, pulling someone out of an ice climbing accident on a stretcher, going up to dig for bodies in an avalanche. I've had a man die in my hands, and nothing I could do. In the heart of Manhattan, I'm helpless. I'm staying 3 blocks from the main triage center at St. Vincent's Hospital, where the gurneys are clean and waiting in the street. I'm on the list, waiting to hear if more rescuers are needed. In the night, I walked along the Hudson River, where maybe 100 people had gathered. Smoke poured between the buildings around us from nearby debris. Wearing bandanas and dust masks, we applauded the streams of emergency vehicles leaving ground zero. We shouted our thanks, and the vehicles kept coming. Ambulances, troop trucks full of dusty rescuers, semi-trucks loaded with huge tangles of metal and stairways and window glass. I reached out and high-fived a paramedic, sticking her arm from the ambulance window. The workers stared at us in disbelief. Expressions of confused joy began to appear on their faces as they honked and flashed their lights. In the other lane, a steady rush of replacement vehicles, sirens blaring, headed downtown. When I finally walked away into the next street, faint with smoke, my hands hurt from all the clapping. If I couldn't lift wreckage and search for survivors, at least my hands were sore from supporting those who could.
The comments of Craig Childs, author of The Secret Knowledge of Water. He lives in Crawford, Colorado. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.